The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Hour two of the National Intel Report today, fourth day of February, folks, 2021. John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi there, John. You were talking about this new law they're trying to pass here in Missouri. I think it's a wonderful deal. I'm really proud to live here.
Well, that is the show me state, isn't it?
Well, that's what they call it. I don't know what anybody's showing anybody, but I think that was a real good idea. I would hate to be the man that was told to go out and collect all the guns. That's what I've always thought about. Who gets that job? In the Ozarks?
Well, yeah. No, I got you there. And don't worry. Don't worry. If they do initiate gun bans and confiscations, you're going to see a whole lot of cops that are going, wait a minute, I'm going to make a business decision here. I'm not going to go out and take part in that because I'm going to stick around for my retirement. Thank you very much. At which time, what do you think they're going to do, John?
I don't think they're going to get too many guns. I don't know what you're thinking, but
I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking. Since the police have been so fractured in this country and they don't know whether to slap cuffs or kiss a potential felon or crook anymore, they'll just call in the peacekeepers, of which we've been touting for a number of years. We'll bring in these unbiased, unpolitical peacekeepers to keep the peace. And they don't care. If you watch these UN operations, they don't give a damn how many UN troops they kill off. They don't care. We can always get more. Look at all the member states that are willing to send troops anywhere the United Nations said they need to go. Isn't it wonderful? We got soldiers from many different countries, you know, doing peace missions. And it's anything but peace.
Oh, I agree with you there, sir, but out here, my impression of the police is they're our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people look at them that way. I know I do.
Well,
you can talk to them. This isn't the city.
Yeah.
I mean, we have cities, and it may be different there, but out in rural Missouri, my impression of them is they're our neighbors.
Well, and you know why you get polite conversation from a 101? You know, one-on-one, rather. Jeez. Slow down, John. It's only Thursday. Your brain's not rotted out until Friday. Look, they're polite because many of them are outnumbered. Cops get real brave when they're in a gaggle and they got communications with their, you know, whatever. They get real brave. But one-on-one, they're polite as hell.
Well, I'd agree with that. But like I say, out here, my impression of the police is, like I said earlier, there are neighbors. Nobody wants to be stole from or robbed or assaulted.
Now, what you're describing is the police, the people know where he lives.
Well,
you know?
I guess you're right about that. The point is, my impression, this is my impression, that they're still looked up to down here. That's my thoughts. And I'm sure there's some people that don't, and there's probably people have trouble with them because they've created trouble, but I haven't seen any rogue policemen in rural Missouri.
Well, that's because you're not going to see too many. Why are they in rural Missouri? I mean, you guys don't have...
Well, we have sheriffs. I mean, we don't have police as such. We have the sheriff.
Yeah, but there's not, the point is, John, there's not a whole lot of crime. Because what goes
on...
No, No, what goes on out in that country is people take care of their own biz. You got somebody that's assaulting you or stealing your horses or your cattle. You don't call the cops. You call the mortician and tell the mortician to call the cops.
Okay.
Right? Am I right or am I right?
I think you got a point.
Yeah.
I truly believe you got a point. But anyway, I'm happy with Missouri. If anybody doesn't like where they live, it's a big county, it's a big state, and there's plenty of room for anybody else who wants to move here, and I think they'd enjoy it.
Yeah, they're all coming to Texas because we're reforming the republic, and we're getting ready to chew bubblegum and kick ass and refresh out of bubblegum.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you listening, especially for all those years. You poor man. You know, I don't... you've listened to me. Don't give me that look. There's people out there that have been listening to me for over 30 years. So, rookie, you've only been doing it for 13. What?
A little longer than that.
A little longer than that? What do you got the days and the hours and the minutes counted down? Huh?
A year before I got here.
David in San Fran.
Yeah, how you been?
Thanks for asking. I don't even know.
Well, it's a funny thing. You know, I probably told you once before, I had a great-great-great-great-great-grandpa that signed the Declaration of Independence. And we were always raised to understand that the British never stopped attacking America, ever. And just con artist monarchs. And so the other night, I think I finally pissed him off the most by saying America should declare the UK as statehood. And then, of course, I also been pushing making the Saudi Arabians free by offering them statehood. That way they whip those lazy princes. And then Russia. The United States offer statehood to Russia. Now, you think, how many of them would I have pissed off at once by a call?
Wait a minute, back up. I'm kind of lost on this, give them statehood.
Well, in other words, Russia, for example, that's not even a government. That's eight or 11 oligarchs, which are super billionaires that just run the place like a duke. And so it's not even a real government. And the idea that they're living in they're born into a tyranny that's never ended, right? And so offering them statehood gives them the opportunity to think for themselves. And by doing that, if they get up their gumption, then they'll say, sure, we'll take it. And so what's Boris Yeltsin or Putin and all these guys, what are they going to do when the people finally say, hey, we don't need to live this way?
Okay, but so but David, hold on here a second. You know, that's an interesting thought, but, you know, we're going to be giving advice to other countries and how they should run theirs when we can't even manage to run ours?
Well, even after 4 years of Trump, I think people would still try to escape to America, right?
Whoa, back, David, back up here a second.
Well, Trump used to say, "Seal by a wall and make sure nobody could escape to America," right? Isn't that the whole thing about amnesty, is a sanctuary? Like Jesus is on the run with his mom and dad, you know, in his first days, kill the firstborn. And so he had to go into hiding in Egypt, right? And lived out there until he was eight. So the idea that Trump could come in and America is the place where people want to escape to, right? Or it used to be, until Trump, you know, pretty well smeared it. But, hypothetically,
whoa, David, come on, man. You think I'm going to let that one slide, you're wrong.
Well, you're saying Trump didn't build a wall.
No, I'm saying I'm complaining it didn't build the whole damn wall.
Well, you know, you're ruining America's reputation, and that's how we got the best inventors. That's how we got the best, you know, kind of clever people, best science, best medicine, all this sort of stuff. You know, Ben Franklin, you think of him. That guy would have been burned as a witch, right? Wouldn't he have been burned as a witch for playing with a lightning bolt? And he invented electricity with it.
Yeah, so David, let me ask you a question. Were you a former Democrat, or are you still?
Well, I've gone through all sorts of things. My grandfather was a Republican in 1902. He was on the Missouri
Legislature. Forget the family tree and your great-great-great-great-granddaddy signed the Declaration of Independence. Forget all that stuff.
Well, my mom was a Democrat when I was 12. And she got elected in.
So
St.
you're.
Louis.
Yeah, no, gosh.
As a heart.
You know,
yeah.
Steve Hart. Steve Elkins said to me, you know, there are people that get a hold of me that don't want to call you, John. And I go, why? Because I think you scare them. And I said, well, I scare them. The only people that are afraid of me is people that don't have clear thought or that are communist or, you know, whatever. You know, I can even...
anti-monarchical?
No, David, let me finish here. Let me finish a thought. Okay? You're switching from Donald Trump and building that wall and all the great inventors. Do you think these people came to this country and stormed it or snuck across the Canadian border or snuck across the Mexican... We had Ellis Island. They applied... They were...
You remember...
David, let me pull this guy down, or I'm going to... God! Let me make my point, David. Because you're pissing me off, David. You're saying that nothing would have gotten done in this country. Things would not have been created if we had a wall up. They used to come by way of Ellis Island. They didn't mind having background checks. Do you have diseases? You know, do you have a criminal record? Do you understand the tenets of being an American citizen? What this means? They had to know about the government, what form of government we had. David, come on, man. You knew you were going to walk into my wheelhouse with that one. Why did you do it?
Well, I was just asking you how many people I'd pissed off in a single sentence.
All right, you had your fun today, Dave? Anything else?
No, I'm serious.
I know you're serious. That's what's scaring the hell out of me.
Well, but you're taking it as a fear position when, in fact, you could look at it as an opportunity.
An opportunity for what?
Well, if we're in a position in the world where it used to be that everybody respected the U.S. dollar, but because, you remember, before World War II, everybody was taking their money out of Germany. They thought Hitler was nuts, and they weren't going to be invested in a nut. And so people have been doing that for the last 4 years. There's no doubt of that. And the idea
pulling out German money because of Hitler in the last 4 years? You better start making some sense, David, or I'm going to terminate this call.
Well, you know, in about disaster economics, where somebody will ruin a neighborhood just long enough to get everybody get the best prices on the best part of the land, and then they'll reinflate it, right? So disaster economics is an old school trick on America. That's where the British come in, because they've been trying to devalue us with their BS and credit ratings and snobbery and all sorts of manipulations. And we don't need to believe that we are so useless that we can't run our own lives, that we don't need a king. And these guys have been tricking us and tricking us and tricking us, and they just got over doing it with Trump, who, you know, Trump's as much a monarch as he is an oligarch. You know, if he took kinghood, he'd take it, right? You offered it to him, offer him a sultanhood, and then I bet he'd believe it. And the idea is that we don't need to believe BS artists, and especially those that ruin the local.
Yeah,
ruin the economy.
So you're not angry with Trump whatsoever because, you know, he said, you know what, enough of the sanctuary.
How many years have I been talking about Trump as organized crime? It has nothing to do with politics. My grandfather was a Republican. My mother was a Democrat. I'm Green Party. You know, I go with what I believe in.
Holy crap, there it is. Thank you for your admission, David, and thank you for your clear thinking. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye. You keep them on long enough. You keep them on long enough, they're going to slip that noose around their own damn necks. Marcus in Idaho. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, sir. You know, you guys on the radio, you are have a noose around people's neck. You can tell people what they can and can't say. I don't like that. But I've got more.
Is this the guy that hears God? Okay. No, it's not the
yes,
same.
Sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir. I
All
hear
right.
God,
okay.
And I also hear the Trilateral Commission and the CFR is putting people in our media, and no one is actually talking about that. No one's asking.
You, young man,
how
you haven't been around long enough. We were talking about this years ago. That's old news, man.
Well, that's fine years ago, but it's still happening now. And right now it's happening in the Biden administration. And why isn't anybody saying anything about that? No one's questioning that. Everything's, the news happens and there's the monument goes dark and then we don't hear anything why that happened. And then Newsweek comes out and says, well, it was a clock thing. But no one questions that. So no one's actually doing any kind of a media reporting. Where is the investigative reporting in America?
I think it died when Kennedy died. I'm serious. you might think I'm just being glib about this, but... No, for the last, 60, 70 years in this country, things have been mighty wrong, and there's been a cancer eating it from the inside out that nobody could identify. And what you're talking about here is the controlled media. And they're
talking about the controlled media from the CFR and the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, well, okay.
Those are huge portions of America. Those people run things, and they're totally dark, and no one's talking about them. No one's asking about them.
Okay,
no,
but again,
nothing.
Marcus, cut him off. God bless it. You think you can talk over me? You can't. Marcus, we have covered that. That's old news. Hell, we only covered it for about a decade. Where the hell have you been? Just because you're late to the party, don't tell me I have a turd in my punch bowl. Thank you for your call. Gary in Arkansas. Gary, do you think I ought to get Marcus and John together? I think they ought to make a great pair.
Are you going to yell at me, John? I'm trying to pull out of this U.S. citizen corporation, USA corporation crap. And what I've done is I signed my name. A bank had cat fits when they first saw it. But I signed my name with first name in all lowercase letters, dash, middle name in all lowercase letters, and then
your Christian name, not your corporate derivative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I do a colon, last name in all lowercase letters, and then I put another colon, and I put capital A N, which stands for American National. And then I put a comma, ARR, all rights reserved. And then I put the abbreviation for by necessity of law.
Gary, do you think when the time comes, they're going to give you credence over that?
Well, it shows intent. That's part of the way law works. Oh, by the way, I hear the bumper music. I'll be real quick with this one.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Grab the wrong pot? You've been working the same board, actually three replacements, the exact same board for going on 14 years. I mean, how many years do you have to play the piano before you have to look at the keys? That never changes. Gary in Arkansas. He's still there.
Yeah, it must be synchronicity that spot you ran at the break time comes up to I'm going to make the Social Security poor man's challenge, and you can do another $30 off of my credit card thing. And I cannot believe there's not at least 1,000 listeners online right now that can't set up an auto pay $30 a month with a credit card.
My math is a little fuzzy. If we had 1,000 people and each gave $30, how much would
that? That's what I'm talking
that,
about.
That would be how much?
Many hands make light work. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to, I'm trying to do the math in my head. I'm stupid today.
$30,000.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Exactly.
$30,000, I could start buying
what
new.
What could you do with that?
I move out of the place that I'm in right now because I got a Jewish lawyer that thinks that it's okay to keep bumping my rent $75 every year. For the exact same, y'all don't know where we're at here. We're in a condominium park, okay? They're constructed like your regular house is, types of windows, walls, all that stuff. The guy in the next building to me, every once in a while we stop and chat. Generally, it's less than 3 minutes because usually I'm on break. But I asked him, I said, what are you paying in rent over there? He said, $1,100. I about fell off my chair. With that money, I would be able to move and go to a cheaper location just feet from where I'm at right now. But it costs a lot to move a network.
Lots of wires to plug and unplug.
And once you start plugging and unplugging, that's when you really start finding the problems. Simple reconnect. Yeah, go ahead, plug it back in. Oops, it doesn't work? Okay, yeah.
Well, I would like to know how many people are listening. There's two types of listeners. There's those that suck up the knowledge and all the information and take the free ride. Then there's little people like me that can't afford a 4 or 5 figure donation, which I know you've got some of those, but very few. But if at least 1,000 of the listeners would do this $30 a month automatic deduction off your credit card, John has done this with me for well over 2 years, and he hasn't screwed up my credit card or taken more money than he was supposed to.
Knock on for Micah.
Huh?
I'm knocking on for Micah because I don't have any wood.
So, you people out there that are taking the free ride and dig in your pockets and give John $30 a month and take up my challenge. I'm curious to know that if I double dip to that this month and do $60 instead of my normal $30, how many other people that are now listening will do the same thing and make your life easier, which you certainly deserve. So with that, I'll say goodbye, and I'll be calling you next week to see if there's been any response to my $30 challenge from the poor man. So you have a good weekend, John.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Keep up the good work.
I thank you.
I know the pay's low and the work's hard. But
there's no retirement either. I don't get to retire. I'm in permanent work status for the rest of my natural life.
They think that that because I have Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, that I'm freeloading off the government. I got news for them. I paid into those funds my whole working life. That is my damn money.
Yeah.
Screw them.
Yeah. All right.
With that, I'll say goodnight, John.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Make a note here, Mikey. Make a note to Julie. I had to convert the secretary to a board operator. Now she gets to do T-shirts and donations and run the board and pull her hair out all at the same time. Florida supermarket sparks outrage over customers and employees openly rejecting mask-wearing rules. Say it ain't so. Must be that damn governor down there radicalizing people. Amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, well, that started out, as I suspected, a Florida supermarket is sparking outrage online after videos surfaced of customers and employees going about their business without masks. Oh, the horror! The horror! Let's take the bottom of the hour break. These people, God, Hillary was right. These deplorable people that are sacrificing the safety of others because they won't wear a mask or two or four or five.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, a Florida supermarket is sparking outrage online after a video surfaced of customers and employees going about their business without them masked. The 15-second clip was shared Wednesday by NBC's Sam Brock, who was astonished when he walked into a popular Naples, Florida grocery store only to see people both old and young flouting the rules for mask wearing. Brock, in his tweet, wrote that the sign outside the store cited medical exemptions preventing Brock from asking any questions. The video has since been viewed more than 2 million times, raking in over 9,000 retweets and sparking even more comments from those outraged over the clip, which comes as the death toll in America continues to grow. Responding, one person wrote that having a medical exemption for wearing a mask should not mean come on in and infect everybody, adding that it instead means you can get your groceries shopped and delivered to you at the sidewalk or delivered at home or some other method. It's not a free pass to be an a-hole. He actually wrote that. Somebody else said the video was pathetic, with another person writing they're all immune until they're not. And then an overworked, overstressed healthcare professional has to clean up their mess. Several social media users noted that the owner, Alfie Oaks, is notoriously anti-mask, and in the past has come under fire for calling both the COVID-19 pandemic and Black Lives Matter movement hoaxes. Well, what else can you throw in there? Oaks, who owns Oaks Farm Seed to Table, shared similar sentiments when speaking with Brock in an interview that aired Thursday on the Today Show. I know that masks don't work, and I know that the virus has not killed 400,000 people in this country. That's total hogwash. Oaks said, why don't we shut the world down because of a heart attack? Why don't we lock down cities because of heart attacks? Now, despite Oaks' remarks, mask wearing has been widely encouraged throughout the course of the pandemic as a means of slowing the spread of the virus, which is total horse manure. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, experimental and epidemiological data support community masking to reduce the spread of the virus. Yeah. And I trust the Centers for Disease Control, a for-profit business. That's right. Oh, well, no, it's part of the federal government. Let me repeat. It's privately owned. Okay? For profit. Okay? The CDC also notes that the mask help reduce the emission of virus-laden droplets, which is especially relevant for asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic. Pre-symptomatic means you've got no symptoms whatsoever. Yeah, okay. These people, he says, are estimated to account for more than 50% of transmissions. What is that? Is that a four-speed with overdrive? Is that the kind of transmission he's talking about? This guy knows less about COVID-19 pandemic than he does about car transmissions, which I'm assuming that... Well, they're out to get, and I wasn't aware of this, Kyle Rittenhouse. Prosecutors say he's missing. They don't know where the Kenosha shooting suspect is. They want him arrested again. Prosecutors are looking to send Kyle Rittenhouse back to jail for violating the terms of his $2 million bond by moving after his release without informing the court of his new location. What? He's in a safe location, and probably he doesn't want to put the location out because people are threatening his life. They know where he is, but they sealed the location, but they're lying and saying they want him in jail again. Okay, thank you. Stefan. Hello, Stefan.
Hi, John. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, the topic before Kyle was the mask. All this information, a statistic from CDC after they've corrected everything along with the World Health Organization and vital records and statistics have put the death rate lower than the 2017 upper respiratory disease called the influenza virus. More people were actually dying in 2017 with upper respiratory infection than the whole COVID in 2020 and 2021. But I would like to do a service, and I have recently made a travel down to the Round Rock Police Department to pick up the so-called city ordinance. I would like to read a couple of sections to you. It wouldn't take more than 3 minutes.
Go ahead.
Maybe less.
Go ahead.
And maybe some of your listeners would like to hear this, or the people of Round Rock and the business owners. Mandatory face coverings for individuals. This is under the Section 3.01. Except as provided below, effective as of 11:59 p.m. on June the 30th, 2020, and continuing through 11:59 p.m. on August the 28th, 2020, all persons 10 years or older shall wear a face covering over their nose and mouth when, subdivision A, inside a commercial entity or other building open to the public where it is difficult to keep 6 feet apart from, or I'm sorry, misspoke, 6 feet away from each other from other persons, or whether working in areas that involve close proximity with other people or co-workers, or subdivision B, outside with a group of people where it is difficult to keep 6 feet away from other persons in a group. 3.02. The requirement to wear a face covering does not apply to the following situations. A, when exercising or engaging in physical activity. B, when a building that requires security surveillance or screening, such as banks. C, while consuming food or drink. D, when doing so poses a greater mental or physical health, safety, or security risk. E, when outside with a group of only members of a single household. Or F, when other mitigation strategy, such as plexiglass, provides adequate separation. Then it goes into the penalty phase of the ordinance. However, it is not a law. It is only an ordinance, and an ambiguous one at that. Well, thank you, John. I just wanted to pass that on to your readers.
Okay, Stefan, but that's the latest that they have, August of last year. Has it been updated? And are they saying that this city ordinance has been updated to current day?
I was given this by the front desk officer.
Yeah.
This last Monday at the Round Rock Police Station. And he did say that it wasn't updated. However, this ordinance is not signed by the mayor, Craig Morgan, City of Round Rock. No signature. And it is a copy of what I received. But it's on what supposed to, this was given to me by the front desk administration of the Round Rock Police Department.
Wow.
I asked for the ordinance because I wanted to be within my rights, and I explained to him that, you know, I'm really in Section 3.02. The reason why I was in there is because of that issue I had, or the incident with Round Rock Police at Sprouts on January the 28th.
Right, right. No, I get that. I get that. All right, well, not signed, but they're claiming that the city ordinance that nobody has put a signature to, nobody is willing to step up and say, yeah, that is no law. These things were cooked up by a supposed health expert, and that's what they've done, is deferred to the supposed health authorities that don't know what the hell they're talking about. Interesting.
You know what I would recommend, John? If there are any, if there is anybody in Round Rock, Cedar Park, Austin, close to your studios or to, you know, listening to your show, they should go down to their police agency, get an ordinance, and when you enter a business, show the business owner or the people representing the full liability of that property this ordinance and say, this is what the ordinance says, and if you have any type of exemption, put them on notice.
I'm hoping that this mass nightmare ends pretty soon. All right. Thank you, Stefan. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the CDC, I'm not kidding. I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but they're making recommendations on the Super Bowl. When's the Super Bowl being played, Mike? Is that this weekend? And for the first time since 1966, I think the first Super Bowl, that this is the first time that a team is going to have the Super Bowl in their own stadium. And that might be kind of nifty. You might be able to say that, well, isn't that kind of advantageous to Buccaneer, Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans? No, because you're not going to be allowed in to watch the game. So what advantage does it have? Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. Good evening. I had a couple things, but I did want to add on to your last caller. I think it's important to for everyone to remember or even learn more about these city ordinances. They're not a law, number one, which a law can only be passed by a state legislature. They only apply if you work for the city or have a contract, like you're a vendor supplying some office supplies or something like that. So I think more of this has to happen where we discuss these issues so that people can have a better understanding what they're going to run into if they come across code enforcers or stuff like that. But yeah, it was a good call. I just wanted to add that little bit there. But the main reason I wanted to call was you still have so many people that want to bash Trump, even though Biden has come in, and already he's cost tens of thousands of jobs. We're going to see a lot of innocent Americans killed by illegal aliens, increased abortion. The transgender movement's going to kill a lot of girls' sports. And they totally ignore the fact that Trump came out of really nowhere and helped our economy. He got a lot of support from high-profile blacks, and on and on. We know the story.
Yeah.
But I'm still amazed how many callers from the supposed, smartest listening audience still come on and just
well, Wayne, I've been rethinking that one. I hear Mike Rivero in the donation pledge ad, the smartest audience out there, but I'm having somewhat of a problem differentiating between the moles and the trolls, the idiots, and Green Party members. I guess they don't seem to get it. This is not complicated. We're a republic. We have law. Legislature has to do it. Pass law. Make law. Pass law. If it's what? Constitutional. Wayne, the counter-arguments to all this insanity is so plain and simple, but you have to argue with them, and they've got a better idea. I'm just getting really fed up.
Yeah, John, I understand where you're coming from, and from a couple earlier callers of the show, I was going to lead off with some days I really wonder if you do have the smartest audience or not, but I was going to let that one alone. But I would just come back with this, too, is, we have to get dialed into what's really going on in front of us, and we have to really determine what's our plan going to be, because BLM has a plan. A lot of other agencies and other people out there have their plans. And we have a great listening audience, but, we're too scatterbrained. That's where we're coming from here. And one thing I'd recommend for a lot of people is to take a look at your website where you have various stories scrolling through. And if people would do that, we should be talking about this H.R. 127 about regulating ammunition that's introduced in Congress. We should be talking about the forced vaccinations that we know are coming. What's going to be our strategy when we're given a letter or a notice from that health department? Why isn't anyone challenging these executive orders? You have one now where Biden's going to, through public policy, he's going to open the border, which is direct contrast to a federal law against aiding and abetting illegal aliens.
Well, and there seems to be a lot of confusion about because they want they're a special class and they're demanding asylum. I'm rather shocked of how this is morphed into how many different reasons to let the uneducated, the unwashed, the diseased, and the criminal into this country without even vetting them. And John in San Francisco out there seems to think that, this ain't right. David, I'm sorry, that we've got a fence to keep people from getting out. Nobody in this country wants to get out. And I'm glad people want to get in because they see something of value still left in this country. But they're not getting it. They don't understand. They don't want to understand. And there's nothing you can say to them to bring them around to a common sense point of view. There's nothing. They're going to stick with their tribal chants, and that's it. You're not going to be able to talk to them, and you're not going to be able to change their minds.
Right, right. And, you know, like, I've given up trying to convince certain liberal friends of mine of what's going on. I just give it my best shot and just move on. And like you say, you just, after a while, you're like talking to a brick, you know, a brick in the wall. You know, there's no feedback. They're not, nothing is really sticking. So
well, this has been the case for years. They've got the bumper sticker slogans down pat. When you drill down on them in their perceptions or their trains of thought, you understand something real quick. They run out of logic and they run out of answers. They're as deep and as clear as a damn mud puddle. And then they get angry at you for drilling down on them. It's the most incredible thing. Exactly. I'm ignorant and I want to stay that way, and I'm going to get angry at you, and I might even punch you for pointing out that I'm ignorant. God.
Yes, they are very comfortable in their ignorance and arrogance. You know, the arrogance that comes with it is what really astounds me, too, that they really believe they're going to be on somehow the winning side when we're trying to explain facts to them, and it's like they're in a parallel universe. I mean, I just don't get it. But understand, everybody does, that on this illegal immigration, this 11 million figure they've thrown around for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
It's such a joke. I just cannot believe no one calls them out on it.
Well,
it's got to be minimum 30 million, maybe the 50
Wayne,
million.
Wayne, I'm still waiting for the Fox talk show host to challenge the next person that comes on their damn air and calls this country a democracy. I'm still waiting for that.
Yep.
It's all about conditioning. Keep repeating the lie often enough and people will believe it.
And what I try to tell people is, in a democracy, you know, your rights come from government, and they're overseen by Pelosi and the gang.
Mm.
In a republic, your rights come from God, our natural rights, and, again, they're secured by the Constitution. You know, what's so hard for people to understand about that?
Well,
why are they still
believing
we're a damn democracy?
Wayne, I think I answered that at the beginning of the first hour, that it doesn't matter. We just need to win. It doesn't matter if it's illegal. It doesn't matter if it's unconscionable. It doesn't matter if it's unconstitutional. It doesn't matter if it's unethical. We just need to win. That's their mindset. It doesn't matter what's right. It doesn't matter that I'm a good fellow American to everybody. No. I've charted my own course in this democracy, and I don't give a damn what you have to say, and there's nothing you're going to be able to say to change my stupid outlook on life. Nothing.
Yep.
That's the state of America today. But when you start asking them, okay.
I agree, John.
Okay. But Wayne, there's people that I've talked to personally, had personal conversations with, out in California. And you ask them, do you have a job? Well, no. Well, why not? Well, Gavin Newsom, you know, he's trying to... Okay, well, you know, I've been thinking about going to Texas or going to Florida. Well, why? Well, because property out here and they quietly admit, you know, it's the drugs, the homelessness, the high cost of real estate, all the shenanigans, all the illegals out there. They peed in their own pool, and they want you to jump in with them for the time being. When you jump in, they're already getting out, and they're running. They're gone. But it doesn't matter, because admission to your points is to them one of defeat. And I look at this, and I'm going, you know, there are people that keep talking to me, there's going to be a revolution in this country. What are you going to do, shoot 150 million people? We got a real problem here, because we got cheerleaders that we're calling politicians, and that's a kind word, that is pushing people, the Constitution, and the limits of our tolerance right to the edge. And it used to be that people wouldn't challenge that this is a republic. They wouldn't challenge it's a republic framed on that Constitution, and that's the law of the land, and it should not be violated. Years ago, they used to talk like that. They don't talk like that anymore. Now it's democracy, and we got a better idea. And if you're not with us, you're against us, we'll deplatform you, we won't let you have a voice, and we'll threaten you We'll burn you down. We'll do whatever we have to. Right or wrong doesn't matter anymore. We just need to get the job done. What job is that? The rest of the destruction of this country? You damn fool. Yeah.
I agree, John. And just one last thing. That one of the meetings I was at a long time ago, someone said that basically, if you break it down, a democracy is a corporate form of government. And if you look at the way this country's ran,
yep,
and how we're run through all these regulations and codes and rules and mandates and all that crap, this is exactly one of our biggest problems. We failed to realize we are a corporation, you know, and we're treated like, you know, the little peons on the back room, you know.
Yeah.
And I just feel like until such time as we step up, it's going to stay that way.
Resist at any given turn and don't stop pushing back. These people have nothing. They've got nothing. They got a lot of angry words, but that's about it. They've got no country. They've got no law. They ain't got nothing. And you know what, Wayne? I'd be happy to ask them to leave. Could you imagine the unemployment problem here in this country? If 150 million of them left, there'd be a whole lot of jobs to fill. Yeah. No, but we're going to take this.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. We're going to take this democracy and ride it right into the ground, and we're not going to listen to a damn thing you have to say. All right. Excuse me. First off, I'm not going to be happy about you running my country into the ground. And number two, when it gets bad enough, you're not going to like our solution to what you've been doing. Oh, and I got a couple minutes here. I got to spend on dear Maxine Waters. This flabby jowled communist god. By the way, what is the JoJo's press secretary going to do? It's fairly evident she doesn't know squat, because she keeps telling people, I'll circle around back to that. What she means is, I have no idea what you're talking about, and that's how ill-prepared I am, and I'm going to circle back around to you. Well, Democratic Representative Maxine Waters of California said Tuesday that former President Donald Trump should be charged with premeditated murder. Ah! Because of what she claims is his role in the January 6th Capitol incursion. Much of Waters' appearance on MSLSD, the readout, with host Joy Reid, focused on the day of the Capitol incursion, during which Waters claims she hid in her office. Yes, we are threatened, but we can't back off, Waters said. We've got to fight as hard as we can to see to it that there's some justice. Well, I don't know, Maxine. Justice to me is keeping you off the gallows pole right now, keeping you out of the hangman's noose. I'd consider that justice for you. Ye gads and little fishes. At any rate, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. Stand by. Tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report. And we're going to start digging around for good news. More good news. The only way that's going to happen is if there's more good news to report that we cause to report it.
Storable Food Company, we have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.